Participants in the conference.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you on today. Amen. God bless each and every one of you on today. Amen. We are just grateful to the Lord on this day that he's made. Amen. We do rejoice and we're so glad in it. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just blessing him for his goodness, blessing him for his grace. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Just kind of holding on right there. Amen. We just had just a little cross up. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God it's all straightened out right now. And we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. We thank God for your patience. Amen. I often say I just believe you all are the most patient people, amen, people of God, amen, that I've met in a very long time. You just hang in there, amen, and I just thank God for you hanging in there, amen, even to the end of the broadcast, amen. The majority of you are right there on the line, and that says something, and we give God thanks for that. We give God praise for that. We thank God for you on today for going ahead and sending out those text messages, letting everybody know, somebody know, amen, that we are here, that we are broadcasting live. Want to invite them to come on in. Amen. Want to invite them to come on in to the broadcast on today. Amen, Jesus. Just want to invite them to come on in, people of God. Just glory be to God. Just invite them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. We just grateful to the Lord on today. Amen, Jesus. Need to, amen, Jesus. Just to give him thanks, just to give him praise, people of God, because truly he's been good to us. He's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Amen. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. Thank you again for your patience. Amen. Glory be to God. But we have one more thing that we need to do. So we're going to ask, amen, one of our advisors, Minister Ali. We're going to ask if you could just come and hold the platform for just a minute or two. Amen. Until I, amen, get our last connection here. So if you could just come over on the platform for a moment and just welcome the people on in. Amen, Jesus. Begin to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Glory to God. I'd appreciate that. Amen. So if you could just press star 6, Minister Ali, just press star 6 and come on over. Amen. Come on over to the broadcast side for us. Amen. Glory to God.
Bless Lord. Glory to God. Lord, Minister Bradley.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the God. Thank God for the people of God. Thank God for another day. He has blessed us. Thank God for this day. This day that God has shown us great mercy, love, and kindness. We just want to thank God for you all coming and joining in tonight. Thank God for fellows for coming together just to fellowship one more time. One more time, and to come to lift up the name of Jesus with you all one more time. One more time. We praise God for that tonight. We praise God for Minister Bradley. We praise God for this our Prayer News Network ministry. We bless the name of the Lord for him. We praise God for what he's doing on this broadcast, and we praise God for your faithfulness. We praise God for you tonight. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. We praise God for his healing and deliverance. God, for Jesus Christ, his son, that he loved us so much that he gave us heaven's best. And we just want to thank God for each of you all tonight, far and near. We thank and we praise God for our leaders and your leaders tonight. We praise God for your apostles, your prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, and just the body of Christ as a whole. I thank and I praise God for my leaders. I bless God for those. I bless God for them. I praise God for even those that he had blessed to be in our life, and he saw fit to take them on. And I thank and I praise God for them. I thank and I praise God for their teaching and the leadership. Praise God, because I seek to know nothing among any of you all but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I praise God for that. I thank and I praise God. I bless the name of the Lord for the words on last night, taking your authority back. I thank and I praise God for that. For the Lord has did all he can do. Now left up to us. It's left up to us to take hold and to hold fast to what his words say and be a doer of that we know. And I praise God for that. And I praise God for the messenger on last night. And I thank God for that set choice anointing that he placed in the midst on last night. But I magnify the Lord for what he's doing in each of you all life. Oh, don't let us get it twisted. I magnify the Lord for what he's doing in others. And I praise God for what he's doing in others. But we have to also thank and praise God for what he's doing in us. what he's doing in our life, each of your life, your family life. We bless the name of the Lord. We praise God. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him for his goodness. We thank and we praise God that he has blessed us this morning today with new mercy. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. And after that, he blessed us. We are able to be able to move and have our very being in. And we thank and praise God for life. Yes, sir. Thank God for life. We just want to thank God. We want to thank God for him being who he is. We praise God. We praise God. We praise God today. When you sit and you look back over your life and you look and see just how far the Lord have brought us. He has brought us a long ways. He brought us a long way. We praise God for your pastors and your bishop and your overseers and your in the congregation. And we just thank and praise God for each and every one of those and the apostles and prophets and pastors that have come to this line to bless God's people and to lift God's people, to encourage God's people, and to bring healing to the people of the Most High God. Prayer line, because it's truly, it's a great blessing to many, and it's a great blessing to me and my family. And I thank and I praise God for the word of God that going forth on this line. I praise God for that. And I praise God. I praise him for the visionary. I thank and I praise God for putting a vision up on her head. And after that, and then after he placed the vision upon her, he also gave her how, the know-how, the wisdom, the knowledge and understanding how to put it together, because without him, we nothing. And without him, we can't do nothing. But I bless God for Minister Bradley and the work that he's doing in her life. And I praise God for her pastor allowing her and giving her leeway to do the will of the Lord. I bless God for that. I praise God for that, because if there ever was a time that we need to do the will of the Lord, we need to do it now. And God has called all of us to be a witness. He's called each and every last one of us to be a witness for him. Mm-hmm. We praise God. We praise God. We thank and we praise God for Pastor Huggins and Pastor and Bishop Tina and Pastor Taylor. And we praise God for them, the first ladies. We thank and we praise God for them. And Mother Tara James, we bless the name of the Lord for co-pastor Sarah Heatherton. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise God. Mm-hmm. We praise God. We praise God. God, we just bless the name of the Lord, and Bishop Williams and Bishop Smith, Pastor Gwen Bennett. We praise God for Pastor James, Bishop James Randolph. We just praise God for the leadership.
Yes,
and we bless God for your leaders. We praise God for you tonight. We magnify the name of the Lord tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how for Minister Bradley. Do she want to go ahead and thank
you?
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank praise. You ready?
Amen. We're ready.
Oh, praise the name of our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. We're going to turn this over now into the hands of the visionary. Come on, y'all. Let us welcome minister, evangelist, missionary, your sister, my sister, Annette Bradley. God bless you, sis. God bless you. Love you now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, woman of God. You were right there on the road. You could have just kept moving with it. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God for you. Amen. For standing in the gap for us. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, it takes all of us. We are truly better together. Amen. We are better together, and we give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus, all hands on deck. Amen, glory to God. I'm telling you, no matter what situation comes up, no matter what occurs, glory be to God. People of God, you got to know that the Lord has a divine will. He has a divine will in the midst of anything that's going on. And guess what, people of God? He's already made provision. He's already made a way of escape. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on today. We thank him. Amen. Thank you, Minister Ali, for welcoming everybody coming in. Glory to God, even for our listeners on the radio. We thank God for you. Amen. Each and every one of you international listeners, our international listeners, glory be to God. And the list is growing, growing, growing. Amen. Glory to God. So whether you're listening in from Spain or from France, glory to God, or from Bermuda, glory to God, or China, glory, Canada, glory to God, from Africa, amen, Jesus, different parts of Africa, glory to God, amen, the UK, the Nassau, Bahamas, glory be to God, amen. And I'm telling you, the list is growing, growing, growing. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, all of our listeners far and near, amen, those right here in the continental U.S., amen, so many states, glory be to God, that are being pinged, amen, or that are being identified as listening, glory to God, basically in every state, amen. So we thank God on tonight for you, amen, whether you're listening by radio again or whether you're listening or by our PNN Facebook page, we thank God for you. So we plug in there, amen, so that you can catch us live as well. So we thank God for you, amen, because we realize there are so many listeners that we cannot count, amen, Jesus, over on our Facebook page or our Facebook listeners or our radio listeners for you, amen, that you've been identified in some way to let us know that you are listening, amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you, people of God, for letting everyone know, amen, Jesus, about this PNN. Glory be to God. We were just in our summer camp meeting, and it was such a blessing, such a blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Just being in the presence of the Lord, and I met so many people, amen, that were that frequent the line. Amen. Met so many people, and it was beautiful to put the name to the face. Amen. Met Sister Belinda. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Belinda that comes on, we thank God for her. Belinda, Sister Belinda Rump. Amen. The Rump sisters. Amen. It was just beautiful. So many people that came on and just, amen, just gave their appreciation for the PNN. And people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you for letting people know. Thank you for telling people about the Prayer News Network. Amen. Listen, all we got to do is open our mouth and tell them. Amen, Jesus. And when it's the divine time, the appointed time, they will come. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For you, for telling everyone, helping us to get the word out about this Prayer News Network. Truly, God is doing a great work on the line in the midst of his people. Glory to God, in the midst of you. Amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for your growth. We thank God, people of God, that the Lord is truly taking us from glory to glory. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. No claim to fame. Amen. But it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. It's marvelous. Amen. See the Lord growing in you. Amen. Glory to God. Christ being formed in you. And it's a beautiful thing. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. And we thank God for you. Thank God, amen, for your yielding. Amen, Jesus. Thank you for coming to truth, glory to God, because the word of God comes, amen, to show us ourselves so that we can get it right, we can get it together, amen, because we're not going to be here forever, amen, and we already know that, amen, we're not going to be here forever, but whenever, amen, it's time for us to transition over, we want to be right, amen. We want to be holy, glory to God. As the scripture declares, none but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. Also, the scripture declares holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. So we're coming, amen, at the demand, amen, of the Father, amen, declaring his word into your hearing. Glory to God. Let us not be forgetful hearers, people of God, but let the word do the work in you. Don't just listen, amen, and just be attentive, amen, or listen while you're on this line. But when you leave this line, that self-same word, think about it, meditate on it, amen, amen, chew on it, glory to God, chew on it, savor it. Go back and look at the scriptures. Glory to God. Amen. Let the Lord speak to you. Amen. We're all here collective. Glory to God, people of God. But we got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ for ourselves. Amen. And it would be a shameful thing to have heard all of this word. Glory be to God. And yet not make it in. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to say right now, that will not be my portion. Hallelujah. Make that declaration. I will make it in. Make that declaration. Speak it into the atmosphere. I will make it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God again. Seeing the Lord grow in you. Amen. The scripture declares Christ in you. He's the hope of glory. He's your hope. Christ formed in you. You've been born again. Christ in you. Amen. Is your hope of glory. Amen. It's your hope of glorification. He's your hope of getting up. He's your hope of getting it right. Amen. He's your hope, glory to God, for steadying your feet. Amen. He's your hope, amen, of going and moving from glory to glory, that you don't stay stuck. Amen. We can't stay stuck now. Amen. Because God is moving by his Spirit. Glory be to God. He's moving. He's moving. He's moving and he's leading us. Amen. So we can't stay stuck. Amen. But we got to move when he say move. Amen. Glory be to God. Just as pattern, just as he led the children of Israel in the wilderness. Amen. Jesus, when he said stop, amen, in the pillar of clouds by day and the pillar of fire by night. Glory be to God. He's still leading us. Amen. So when he stop, we stop. When he go, we go. Amen. Glory to God. Not stuck. Amen. Glory be to God, and God forbid, amen, we're going around in the wilderness. No, no, no. Somebody said, that is not my portion. That is not my portion. I'm not going around this mountain over and over again. Glory be to God, but you're letting the Lord search your heart. You're allowing him, glory be to God, to search your spirit. Glory be to God, amen. And as the song says, if you find anything within me, glory be to God. Glory to God. Take it out, Father. Take it out and strengthen me. Amen. I want to be right. I want to be pure. I want to be whole. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God. We want to ask you to go ahead and send out that text message. Glory to God to a couple of people again. Send it out to a couple of people. We thank God for you, people of God, for helping us to maintain. Amen. To maintain, glory to God, in this hour. Amen. Our numbers, our participants fluctuate. Again, as I say, glory to God, we don't just count the numbers on the call broadcast, because we know that there are so many other people listening in so many different ways. But we thank God that you're in the number. Hallelujah. Whether you're listening on Facebook or whether you're listening on the radio or whether you're calling into the broadcast live, amen, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being in the number. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going to get ready, amen, to sanctify our lines. Glory to God. We thank God again for the integrity of the line. We thank God for you, amen, because it is a recorded line, people of God. So we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, for helping us to maintain the integrity of the line. Amen, Jesus, by putting your phones on mute. Amen, we are muted. Amen, the system is muted. Amen, but sometimes, every now and then, you know how the system is. Glory to God, gets out of control or whatever. But we thank God, amen, that amen.
Tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we come to you, Father God, oh, God, before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you and praise you. We want to, oh, God, glorify your name. We lift up holy hands tonight, wherever we may be right now, God. We lift up holy hands unto you. Oh, God, we worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. God, we ask you tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask as we come to you, Lord. Oh, God, as dear little children. We ask that you, oh, God, will sanctify us. Oh, God, make us clean through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you right now. Oh, God, wash away every sin, huh? Oh God, wash away every iniquity, huh? Everything that we have done, oh God, huh? That was not like you, huh? That was not pleasing in your sight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, you said we regard iniquity in our hearts, huh? You will not hear us, huh? Oh God, we pray right now, huh? That there be nothing, huh? Standing in our way tonight, huh? That there be nothing, huh? Oh God, hindering us, huh? From getting through to you tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, make us whole tonight, huh? Oh God, sanctify us through the truth, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Thy word is true, oh God, huh? Oh God, your word is right, huh? And your word is ever settled in heaven, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we pray right now, huh? That you are creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, give us a do right mind, huh? In an unrighteous time, huh? Help us to temptation, huh? Help us to deny ungodliness, huh? And worldly lust, huh? You told we should live soberly and godly, huh? Right here in this present world, huh? Oh God, teach us, huh? Teach us how to live holy, huh? Oh Lord, teach us, huh? Teach us how to live right, huh? Each and every day, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You put this mind within us, huh? That was also in Christ Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh Lord, we need you tonight, huh? Oh God, we need you, huh? We need you tonight, God, huh? We can't make it by ourselves, huh? We're depending on you, huh? Lord, help us tonight, huh? Help, Lord, huh? Help, Lord, huh? Help, Lord, huh? Help your people, Lord, huh? Help your church to stand. Help us to go through, huh? In a time like this, huh? Oh, God, we need you to quicken us, huh? Quicken our mortal bodies tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, huh? If he dwell in us, huh? He shall also quicken our mortal bodies, huh? Lord, quicken our bodies tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You said the flesh profited nothing, huh? It is the Spirit of God, huh? Oh, God, we know you able, huh? Oh, God, we're depending on you, huh? We can't do nothing, huh? Until you come, huh? Come, Lord Jesus, huh? Come, Lord, huh? Come, Lord Jesus, huh? Come to our rescue tonight, huh? Come see about your people, huh? Just one church, huh? One church from you, Lord, huh? Will make it all right. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, work it out tonight, huh? Fix every problem, Lord, huh? We know you can work it out, huh? We know you can fix it tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, do it for your name's sake, huh? Oh, God, do it, huh? Do it for your name's sake, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We're coming to you, Lord. Oh, God, beseeching your faith, huh? We need you, Lord, huh? We need a touch tonight, Lord, huh? Touch our bodies, Lord, huh? Touch our minds, huh? Touch our souls, huh? Strengthen us, huh? On every hand, huh? Build us up tonight, huh? Don't let us fall, huh? But Lord, Lord, keep us, huh? In your will, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, rebuke the adversary, huh? Oh, God, we pray right now, huh? We pray to save this kingdom down, huh? Oh, God, we pray, huh? That every assignment of the enemy, huh? Be canceled tonight, huh? Oh, God, overthrow the enemy tonight, huh? Overthrow his works tonight, huh? We denounce him in the name of Jesus, huh? Satan, get thee hence, huh? The blood of Jesus is against you, huh? We plead the blood, huh? We plead the blood, huh? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus, huh? You said no weapon, huh, that is formed against us shall prosper, huh? Every tongue that rise against thee, huh, in judgment thou shalt condemn, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh, we know you are the Lord, huh? We know you will come through, huh? You will fight for your people, huh? You will fight for your church, huh? You will come to our rescue, huh? When we call on that great name, huh? Jesus, huh? When we call on that great name, huh? That great name, Jesus, huh? Demons got to flee, huh? The devil got to get out of here. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, there's power, in your name tonight, There's so much power, in the name of Jesus, And now, Lord, we're standing on your word, We know heaven and earth may pass away, But your word will not fail, Oh, God, before one jot of your word fail, You say heaven and earth will pass away, Oh, God, there's no failure, In your word tonight, And we're standing, We're standing on your promises, We're standing on your word, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, Lord, to whom shall we go, Thou hast the words, of eternal life, Who shall we go to, Where are we going to run to, Who are we going to turn to, Nobody like you tonight, There's nobody, that can deliver us, Nobody else, that can heal us, Nobody else, that can fix our situations, Nobody but you, Lord, Nobody but you, Lord, In the name of Jesus, You're God, and God alone, Beside you, There is no other, There is no other God, In the name of Jesus, You are the true and the living God, You are the righteous God, You're faithful that promise, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh God, we love you tonight, Oh God, we bless you tonight, Hallelujah, hallelujah, Oh God, we thank you for the press, Oh God, we thank you for the press, That you put within our souls, down in our spirits, Oh God, we thank you for that touch tonight, We know one touch from you, will make everything all right, In the mighty name of Jesus, speak peace, in the midst of the storm, Oh God, calm the raging sea tonight, Oh God, calm that storm in somebody's life tonight, Oh God, you be a comforter to them, To all of them that mourn, You be a comforter to them, All those that are grieving tonight, Oh God, we pray you will strengthen them, Oh God, encourage their hearts tonight, Let them know that you're not alone, You said never will I leave you, Nor will I forsake you, In the mighty name of Jesus, You are there all the time, Oh God, you were there, You were there all the time, In the mighty name of Jesus, And we know that you're still there, You haven't went anywhere, You have not left us, God, Oh God, but you're still there, You're waiting to hear our cries, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh God, continue to bless this line, continue to sanctify this line, sanctify your people, God, Oh God, make us whole tonight, Oh God, make us pure tonight. We want to serve you from a pure place. We want to worship you, oh God, in sincerity of our hearts. Help us not to be hearers of the word only, but help us to be doers of the word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, teach us our way. Oh God, teach us our statutes. In the name of Jesus, hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. We know thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, God, light the way tonight. Light our path tonight, God, that we don't stumble in the dark. Open our eyes tonight, Father, that we may see clearly. Open our ears. Stop our ears tonight so we can hear the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, look on our visionary tonight. Father, God, look on the woman of God tonight. Oh, God, meet her need tonight. Father, God, lighten the load tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, whatever it is that she's desiring of you, oh, God, whatever it is that she's praying for, God, we pray that you will meet her need. Oh, God, according to your riches and glory. Father, God, give her the desires of her heart, according to your will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her faithfulness tonight. Bless her, oh, God, her obedience, her dedication, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her sacrifice, oh, God. Oh, God, we know you able, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Minister Ali tonight, God. Oh, God, bless her, oh, God. Oh, God, be with her, strengthen her, God. Oh, God, take her through, encourage her, Lord. Continue to use her, God, for your will and your glory. Oh, God, evermore anoint her mouth, her lips to speak your word. Oh, God, that you put it down in her heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless your people everywhere, God. Look on all our advisors tonight. Look on all of our leaders tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Most of all, remember the body of Christ as large. Remember the body of Christ as a whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save on the Prayer News Network. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, God, let the sick be healed. Let the weak say, I'm strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you have your way tonight. Oh, God, whatever you have, oh, God, in store for us tonight, help us to receive it tonight with gladness. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this prayer right now. Oh, God, we believe you said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our path. Oh, God, lead us, oh, God. Lead us and guide us into all truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our radio listeners. Bless our international listeners, even those that are listening by Facebook tonight. Father God, we pray a special blessing on every household tonight that's represented on this line. Oh, God, save our family, save our loved ones. Save them before it's too late. Fill them with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you can and we know you will. Father God, we count it done. We bless you, we praise you, we love you. This prayer we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and thank God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And amen. Oh, God, amen. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you so much. God bless you, Minister Ali. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's just God. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all God. Amen. And we just give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. We thank God for you, people of God. Amen. Again, amen. Everyone recognized in their respective places. Glory to God. Our listening audience, amen. We just bless God for you. Amen. We pray again and that you're strengthened in this hour. And in this time, amen. Truly, we believe there's a blessing from the Lord for you on tonight. We believe that with all of our hearts, amen. Glory to God, for we've all come gathered from far and near. Glory to God, and we pray that you have come with expectancy, people of God. We pray that you have come with great expectations for the Lord to speak to you, for the Lord to touch you. Amen. Whatever you need, glory to God. Amen. Reach out. It's by faith. Amen. You receive it by faith. So if you need healing, if you need strength, amen. If you're in a battle right now, you need victory, glory to God. Amen. Reach out. Hallelujah. And touch the Lord because we're all here. We're believing God together. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. No, as our late Apostle S.C. James always said, amen, no gimmicks, no tricks, just Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. Because we're all trying to get somewhere, amen, to gain eternal life. Glory to God. And it takes all of this and then some. So we thank God, amen. We are blessing the Lord, amen, for this time, this hour, this vehicle, this ministry that he's dropped in the earth at this time. Glory to God, and I can truly say that we're all blessed. Amen. We are all blessed. Amen. Each and every one of us. We have seen, amen, the Lord do some miraculous things. We have seen growth. We have seen development. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord has taken us over our fears. Glory to God. Amen. Along the way. Amen. Along the journey. Amen. Some bumps, some bruises. Glory to God, but you know what? We yet hold the victory. And here we are, glory to God, yet standing in the name of Jesus, yet standing in his power, standing in his might. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God is doing it. He's doing it, people of God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the Lord has truly raised up, amen, his people. Glory to God. We're all works in progress. And we're seeing God's progression. We're seeing the work of his hands, amen, in our life. We're seeing people being sharpened. We're seeing people, amen, that he's pulling out of the bushes, pulling out of the thicket. Early on, amen, in the broadcast, amen, April 6th of last year, glory be to God, amen. There were two messages, amen, that came forth, amen, one out of one of our PNN advisors, glory to God, who's a prophetess, and then one, glory to God, by a visiting prophet that came,
Glory be to God. And the word of the Lord was come out of the cave. Amen. Glory to God. The man of God declared, amen. He pulled his people out. Amen. And he shut the door so you can't go back in. He's done that. And we've seen him do it. Amen. Glory to God. He's put us in some uncomfortable positions. Glory be to God. But you know what, people of God? It was so that we would know that it is he that is doing the work and not we ourselves. Amen. I mean, he has shined the spotlight on us. Glory be to God. Some crunch times. Amen. Where you had no other choice but to go down on the God that was inside of you. Amen. And touch him. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, God has done some miraculous things in the lives of his people here on this line. Amen. And we're yet moving. Amen. Because God, guess what? He's not through with us yet. Amen. Glory to God. Even our participants, amen. He's raised up prayer warriors. He's raised up, amen, women of God, men of God, amen, that go forth, amen, in the confidence of God. Did you hear what I say? In the confidence of God, not in ourselves, not in themselves, but in the confidence of God. Amen. Glory to God. So many times saying, I can't do it. Nope, you can't do it. Amen, Jesus. But the God in you can perform the work. It's the zeal of the Lord that performs the work in us. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise, even as the man of God was saying, Lord, serving him out of a pure place. That's what he desires. Amen. Amen. A pure place. Our praise is pure. Amen. Our praise, our worship is pure. Our servitude is pure unto him. Amen. But this is what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for a pure seed. Ha! Glory to God. He's looking for a pure seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are we perfect? No, we're not. Amen. But if we just will ourselves, amen, unto the righteousness and the holiness of God, he'll do the rest. He'll do the rest. Amen. Glory be to God, because we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. On tonight. Amen. God has done some beautiful things. Amen. If you've been on the line, you heard the testimonies of all things that the Lord is doing. Glory be to God. And we are grateful. And we are continuing to move. Those of you that are on the line for the first time, we thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, just, as they said, just hang in here. Just hang in here with us. Amen. We going somewhere. Just hang on in here with us. Amen. Glory to God. And desire that the Lord will take you and lead you and guide you. And he'll do just that. Amen. Save you, set you free, give you the gift of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have two of our prayer warriors that will come to the platform on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we also have on tonight a solo. Glory be to God, this woman of God. Amen. The Lord save her with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've had 28 people to give their lives to the Lord since we've been on the line April of last year, April 6th of last year. 28 people to give their lives to the Lord. Amen. Some backslidden. Amen. Came back to the Lord. Some, amen, yielded unto him the first time. Glory to God. And the Lord has brought his people out. And he's done a great work. This sister on tonight, amen, glory be to God, she is the one. She's one of them. Amen. That the Lord has touched her life, totally transformed her. Transformed her life, blessed her. Amen. You've got to hear a testimony one day. Amen. But tonight, people of God, amen, she has a beautiful voice, a gift. Amen. The Lord has gifted her with a beautiful voice. Amen. To bless him. Glory be to God. And we're going to ask Sister Clarissa Johnson. Amen, Jesus. Sister Clarissa Lowe Johnson. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, she received the Holy Ghost right here on the line. But we're going to ask her on tonight to grace us. Amen. In song on tonight. Amen. And be strengthened in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Listen as she comes forth. Amen. To bless the Lord and to bless the hearers. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Clarissa.
God bless you. Praise God.
Yes. God bless you.
I am truly grateful for all that God has done for me. I am truly grateful for being saved. I'm grateful for receiving the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I'm grateful for all of the healings, the blessings, and the miracles that God has bestowed upon me through the PNN and through me giving my life back to Christ. I am going to bless you with a song. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now I want to make it personal. He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he's my Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you made it personal on tonight? Glory be to God. Have you made it personal? Amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, is your Lord. Amen, because he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen. He's real. Amen, Jesus. And if you haven't made him your Lord, glory to God, amen. Let me tell you, people of God, what better time than right now to make him your Lord, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight, Sister Clarissa, amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful song of worship on tonight, amen. I tell you, it certainly is one of my favorites, amen, because he is Lord, hallelujah, and he proves himself over and over again. So we thank God on tonight. Thank God again for you, Sister Clarissa. Amen, Jesus, for availing yourself. Amen. Be strengthened amen, be restored in your body in Jesus' name. Amen. And to Minister Emmanuel as well, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be strengthened. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, people of God, we bless God on tonight. Amen. Despite all, here we are. Amen. Because we are yet overcomers. We have the victory. Amen. The victory lies within us. Yes, it does. He is the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a healing balm. He's all that we need. He's El Shaddai. Glory to God. Everything that we need, amen, is right inside of us. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For we are resilient. Amen, Jesus. And we shall not be moved. We're like a tree, like that tree planted by the rivers of the water. Amen. We shall not be moved. Amen. Because Christ is the solid rock. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight, people of God, I'm just getting excited all over and over and over again. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, people of God, as we stated, amen, we've seen God do some amazing things. Amen. He has sharpened us. He has quickened us. His breath, amen, his fresh breath, amen, he's breathed upon us. Amen, Jesus. Even in the midst of this pandemic, amen, Jesus, some people perhaps went home and sat down and, amen, perhaps got fixated on the TV. Glory be to God. But listen, there's a group of people that got fixated on PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. And here we are now. Glory be to God. 400 days, people of God. 400 plus days. Amen. Here. Amen. People got fixated on PNN, 441 days to be exact. Glory be to God. Got fixated, amen, on the PNN. Glory be to God. Began to lock in and to be strengthened and to hear the word of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, what God was saying unto them and to each of them. And tonight, people of God, amen, there are two women, amen, two women of God that we're going to bring to the platform tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God is raising them up as prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus. As we know, people of God, this is not a church, amen, but it's an outreach ministry, amen, for growth and development of the whole man, amen, Jesus. And they do serve at their local churches, not renegades, amen, glory be to God, but under the divine order of God. And tonight, we're so grateful to bring to your front, amen, our first prayer warrior, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, we want you to receive on tonight, amen. She has such a beautiful spirit, amen, a sweet spirit, people of God, amen. She loves the Lord. She loves the people of God, amen, Jesus. And tonight, amen, she's coming to your front. We're going to ask Mother Linda Elder, amen, if you will grace the platform on tonight. God bless you, Mother. And come over to the platform.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. We hear you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I praise the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for Minister Bratlin and for all of the PNN advisors, for Minister Ollie and Minister Hobbs for the prayer. Amen. I thank God for my jurisdictional prelate, Bishop D.G. Taylor, and I thank God for my leader, Pastor Grimsley, and I thank God for this opportunity just to speak before you a short while. Amen. Minister Bradley called me this afternoon. I tell you, she didn't give you much time, hallelujah, but the word of God says to be always ready. Amen. Amen. So tonight, I was thinking on the word from last night. I was so blessed from the word from the man of God last night. Speaking on that God has given us the power and authority to tread on the head of serpents. And I began to think about challenges that we sometimes have. And I went to the scripture to read the account again of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. And when a challenge comes, it's a contest that comes with it. There's a dispute. There's a confrontation, there's a dare, and there's always a winner and a loser. So I began to think with some of the challenges that I've had in the last couple of weeks. Am I going to be a winner in God? Am I going to be a loser in tuck and run? Because there has to be a loser and a winner. And I cannot lose, hallelujah, because the Lord has already overcome everything and he sits on the right hand of the Father. But I began to think about challenges. When major challenges come, they come to disturb us and to distress us. They come to bend us and cause us to lose our focus. They come to make us to be distracted, almost to the point sometimes of giving up. They come to rob us of our peace and our joy. And we know who brings them. It's the enemy. But sometimes it's the Lord to test our faith. And are we going to stand on his word? But I want to talk tonight about when the enemy comes and when he brings you challenges to us. Sometimes he will make those challenges look like they are larger than life. They look like they are bigger than the things that we can handle. And sometimes we become fearful and we want to just run and get out of the way of a challenge. Amen. But sometimes, people of God, we have to fight. Amen. I look at Saul when the threat came to him from the Philistines. I look at Goliath, how big he must have looked to the people, over nine feet tall and weighed over 750 pounds. He was a powerful force, the Philistines. But the Israelites had come into contact with the Philistines before. But how many of you know that sometimes challenges, they keep coming back? They will keep coming back to defeat you. They will keep coming back, and sometimes they're hard to get rid of. Amen. But they come to make you feel like in a valley. And sometimes they come to make you feel like you're just down for the count. But I remember when God spoke to Joshua and told him, have I not commanded thee to be strong and to be of good courage and be not afraid and be not dismayed? For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. And I began to remember that. Amen. How dismayed the people, the Israelites, must have felt when they saw Goliath and how big and how strong he was. But then I see David come along, a little scrawny fella, hallelujah. I see him come along to the challenge, and he hears Goliath just taunting and talking trash and how he just looked at Goliath and he was not intimidated by his magnitude. He was not intimidated by the challenge because David already knew that God was on his side. He had already run into challenges before, and the Lord had been there, hallelujah, to help him and deliver him, hallelujah. And I began to think sometimes we lose sight of the Lord and his power and how omnipotent he is and how he said that he would never leave us or forsake us. And sometimes when we want to tuck and run, we have to bring back to our memory of who God is and the power that he holds. And that same power, as the man of God told us last night, lies within us if we have the Holy Ghost. So we have the authority, and that authority is to call upon the name of Jesus when challenges come to us, when troubles come, hallelujah, to call on his name in power and authority. So David began to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should about to fight the armies of the living God? You know, and his brothers were there, the naysayers. And sometimes the naysayers come. They will come to us. They will come to us and bring negativity. They will come to us to deter us from the path and the purpose that God has put us on. Hallelujah. But we have to know how to look past the naysayers. Hallelujah. We have to know that the Holy Ghost within us is there to lead and guide us. It is our leading and guiding power that lies within us. And so we have to look past the naysayers and just keep walking in the purpose that God has put before us, because he has a purpose and a plan for our lives. And so I began to think about David and Goliath's story and how David, he was a marksman with his slingshot, and he bought five stones, but he really didn't need but one. But how many of you know it? Sometimes it's okay to bring extra along, hallelujah. So I think about David and how he was not even deterred by the challenge that was before him, because he knew the power of God, and he knew that God had helped him out of situations before. He's not brought us to anything that is too hard for him. There's nothing too hard for God. And he gives us strength, and he gives us power to face our trials and our troubles. There's no temptation that is too great for God to bring us out of our troubles. And if he brought us out of one situation, he can surely bring us out of another one. But we have to have the faith and the trust in God. So I just wanted to bring and talk to you a little bit about challenges, because I have faced some in the last couple of weeks. But I thank God for having faith in God and his power. I thank God for his word, for his word never changes, and his word is power. And I thank God that he reminds me of how powerful and omnipotent that he is. I just thank God for reminding me through the man of God last night of the power and the authority that we have, hallelujah, to call Satan and to bring him into subjection, to rebuke him in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to resist him and to, that he will flee from our lives. And I thank God for that. I just thank God for this opportunity just to share with you a little bit about challenges and how we have the power and the authority in the name of Jesus to overcome every challenge, because he is with us. Amen. And so I thank God tonight for being able just to share that little bit with you. And so tonight we're going to remember that whenever challenges come, that we can come in the authority and the power of the name of Jesus. And we have to just start speaking and telling and saying out loud and getting just as angry with Satan as we do with other things that bring anger to us. Just get angry with him enough to speak out to him, to shout out to him, and to mean that we come in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, with the power and authority that he has given us, to bind up every challenge, to bind up Satan himself, put him on the run. So I thank God tonight for you listening to this little short exhortation. Amen. Amen. So now we are going to go into prayer. Amen, Jesus. Father, we come to you by your name, Jesus. We come, Father, tonight giving you praise. We come, Father God, glorifying your name. We come, Father God, lifting you up, Lord Jesus. We come, Father God, hallelujah, because you are our Lord and you are our Savior. We come, Father God, humbly before you tonight, Father God. We come always praising your holy name, Jesus, because there is power in your name. We come, Father God, before you because you are a righteous king, hallelujah. You are King of glory. You are Lord of lords, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, tonight, hallelujah, for you're so good to us and you're so long-suffering, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're so patient with us, Father God. We thank you tonight that your mercy is everlasting, Father God. We ask you, Father God, hallelujah, tonight that if we have done or said anything, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, that separates us from you, Father God, hallelujah. We ask, Father God, that you forgive us, Father God, hallelujah. We want to come to you in with a pure heart and clean hands tonight, Father God. If iniquity lies, Father God, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you look down in our hearts, Father God, that you would dig anything up by the root, Lord God, that is not of you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your salvation. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you being, hallelujah, us tonight, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are power tonight, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a sovereign king, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you that we can come before you with every burden, Father God, every care, and we can cast it at your feet, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, that you're with us, Father God, and that you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you tonight, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you that you're Lord, hallelujah, and that everything, Father God, hallelujah, that you are in control, Lord, Father God, hallelujah, that there's nothing that happens outside of you, Father God. We thank you tonight that you are safety. We thank you that you are a strong tower, Father God, that we can run for safety, hallelujah, when troubles come, hallelujah. We thank you tonight that we can cry out, Lord God, and that you hear us in our troubles, hallelujah, in our trials, Father God, hallelujah, that you've already given us a way of escape, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, tonight, hallelujah, for your unmerited mercy, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us another chance to come before you in prayer, Father God, hallelujah. You said for us to pray without ceasing, Father God, hallelujah. To pray, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for hearing our prayer. We know, Father God, that when we come to you, Father God, hallelujah, that whatever we ask that you will do, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone on the line tonight, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for every family that's, hallelujah, on the line tonight. We thank you for every household that's represented, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for any area. hallelujah. Oh, we just thank you tonight, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We give you honor, Father God, hallelujah. We lift you up, hallelujah. We'll forever praise you, Father God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we give your name the glory and the honor, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory be to
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. People of God, that's a good place right there to give God a victory praise. Glory be to God. We just want to open up just a little while. Amen. Come on and give God a praise. Glory to God.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We got hallelujah. Glory be to God. People of God, challenges. Hallelujah. What are we going to do when the challenges come? Amen. Glory be to God. It shouldn't even be a thought in our mind right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we've already know. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just a smoke screen by the enemy. It's just a smoke screen by the enemy. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on today. Glory be to God. Amen. For the victory. Hallelujah. He's made us victors. Amen. It's in us. Amen. Christ in us. Glory to God is the hope of glory. Christ in us. Amen. Is the overcoming power. Amen. Glory to God. Even as the man of God says, amen on last night, it's in us. Glory to God. All we got to do is open up our mouths. Amen. Glory be to God. We have the victory. Amen. Sometimes all it takes is a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We may have five stones. Amen. But if we give God a great big shout, amen, hallelujah, I'm telling you it. Oh, God. Hallelujah. David already showed us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. It's on the inside. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for this authority, for this power. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. The enemy want to discredit us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we cannot, amen, be glory to God. We cannot fail. Failure is not an option. Amen. We're on the winning side. Amen. We are on the winning side because how do we know that? Because the winner is inside of us. Amen. So we give God thanks again. Amen, tonight for Mother Elder. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And that prayer, glory be to God. I'm telling you, that prayer, glory be to God. Prayer, oh, my God. We just, if we could only see, amen, what our prayer is doing in the spirit realm. Amen. Glory be to God. Slaying the enemy. Amen. Taking them down. Glory be to God by the power and the fire in our mouths. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God for that word. Amen. On tonight. Amen. We have the victory. No matter what challenges come, you have the victory. You have the victory. Know that. You have the victory. Amen. And tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have, amen, one more prayer warrior. Amen. A woman of God. Amen. That the Lord, amen, is yet moving upon. Glory to God. As we said, people of God, we're all works in progress. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, listen, people of God, I don't know about you. Amen. But listen, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. Glory to God. And the Lord has to deliver us from ourselves. He has to deliver us from ourselves. Amen. We're works in progress. Amen. But we thank God on tonight, amen, that we can see ourselves, amen, taking this mote out of our own eye so that we can see ourselves, not someone else, amen. I love it. I love it. I love him, amen. I appreciate the Lord for all that he's doing. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we have, amen, another vessel that is on the wheel. Glory to God, being made by God, amen. It does not yet appear. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The manifestation and power of God, amen, is revealed. Amen, shall be revealed in each and every one of us. But we thank God on tonight, amen, we have another young woman, amen, who loves the Lord, again, loves the people of God, amen, loves servitude, amen, she loves servitude, don't mind doing, don't mind going, amen, Jesus, she has been very instrumental, amen, very helpful, amen, to, amen, the advisors, glory to God, very connected, amen, and we thank God for her. On tonight, glory be to God, and we're going to call forth on tonight our next intercessor, our next prayer warrior. People of God, we want you to receive on tonight, amen, Evangelist Gail Bell. God bless you, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just want to do a quick prayer. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the word that you have given. Oh, God, stand up in me, oh, God. Let myself sit down, oh, God. Speak, reveal, turn over, change. Oh, God, to go through the airways, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the word as you spoke it to me, oh, God, let it come forth. Oh, good, with revelation knowledge, oh, God, to your listeners through the airways. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Father. First scripture that I will be reading will come from Isaiah the 7th, and we're going to start at the chapter 7, verse 10. And it reads, Moreover, the Lord spake unto Ahaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, as in either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore the Lord said, For the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall call, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. The Lord shall bring upon thee and thy people, upon thy father's house, in the days that shall come, from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah. Read Luke 1, verses 5 to 7, and then Luke 5, verses 11 and 12. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judah a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Obadiah, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Verse 11 reads, And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias saw him, and he was troubled, and he fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John. It will be, what are you waiting on, and where is your life? Well, you see here, in Isaiah 11 and 12, if you were going to have a conversation, you know, they, Ahaz and God, was they were talking to each other, and they were saying about the conversation with God. He's having a conversation with God. So I'm going to ask you the question tonight. How many of you are you having a conversation with God? Would you test him? Then it goes on to say that we're weary. And would you weary men or would you weary God? Sometimes when we ought to be calling God on God, sometimes we are weary men. We're seeking men when we ought to be seeking God. Then Isaiah 7 and 2 talks about, basically, when we're weary, we're not moved by the things in our heart. We're moved by the things in our heart. We look for signs and wonders instead of seeking God. So let's look back at Luke when we were talking about Zacharias. Zacharias was very faithful. He was a priest in the temple, serving God, lighting the incense every day, still waiting for God to bless his wife, but she was barren, had not given birth to a child. Well, but he was faithful. He continued to light the incense, and sometimes when we're working, and we're still doing the will of God, and we get weary in our heart. We start feeling bad. We start feeling people are being blessed all around us, and we want to ask God, well, God, what about me? Where's my blessing? Where's my child? Zacharias, when he was working in the temple, he was faithful in lighting the incense. But he began not weary in his well-doing in the temple, but he not weary in his heart, but he was weary in his belief. See, but his belief and his disappointment almost caused him to miss the greatest blessing of God. He was weary in his heart. His heart was grieving because he did not have not been given a child. So then the angel appeared to him and told him, fear not, for she shall give birth, and it shall be a son, and his name shall be called John. But he was still, the Lord knows all of our hearts. So sometimes God has to use our, so he closed up his mouth so he couldn't speak until John was born. So sometimes God has to use the very affliction. Go ahead, touch Minister Bradley. Go ahead, touch Minister Hart. Go ahead, touch Minister Ollie. Go ahead, touch. Where? So he'll use the very affliction. To see those very afflictions that the devil has, he said, running to and fro, seeing what he can do. So he'll use those very afflictions to strengthen us. He'll use those very afflictions to make us believe who he is in our hearts. Amen. He will use the very afflictions, the things that the enemy has sent to us, on us, put on us to make a difference. To make a difference in the relationship with God. To make see the enemy thinks he's hurting us, but he's making us love on God even more. That's if we believe, if we do the ordinance of God, if we do what we're supposed to do, if we believe and praying and worshiping God like we should, then we're gonna come through his true goal. Some of you listening today said, oh well, I've heard the story about Elizabeth and Mary and John and Jesus being first cousins. Well, what is that saying to me today? Well, Hebrews 13 and 8 says, Jesus the same yesterday and every day forever. When John came on the scene, he came through the lineage of
of a Levite priest. Greater works are we supposed to do greater than the Father, than our fathers, our mothers and our fathers. We're supposed, Minister Bradley, Minister Hall supposed to do greater works than his dad did. Because greater works shall your children do. That's what it's supposed to do. In the beginning, you see John 1:1-5 reads, and it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with, and the Word was the Word, and all things were made by the Word, and in the Word was light. In that Word was light, and in that light was darkness couldn't comprehend it. The Word light came to lead you and guide you in all truth and righteousness. When the Word, which is God, spoke to the earth, and he said, light come forth, the earth had to yield. Every creature come forth, it had to yield. Day and night had to be make a difference because of who we are made in his image. We are made in God's image, and that's how we became the sons and the daughters. We are the light of the world. He spoke us into existence, and because of this, we will do better, greater work than our fathers. Greater work. Where is our work? Why are we stuck in darkness? Is our light trying to shine? What commandments are we missing? Is it our love one for another? Why are we living in fear? Because of the unknown power of God? Because of the Word? Because the Word is our creator. We should be able to speak the Word, the things and things to manifest, because the Word is our Father. Darkness and light has no affiliation. In other words, sin and holiness has no relationship. The scripture tells us, come up out from among them. Sanctify yourself. Your very presence should condemn sin. That's the light of our Father. It should be shining. Where's your discernment? Should be revealed what's going on with a person. In the very presence, if in my very presence, I'm walking in God and God in me, the very person that I'm standing in, if I feel a pain that's not normal, I should be able to pray and lay hands on. He said lay hands on nobody quickly, but if the Holy Ghost is telling you to pray and pray for that illness or speak a word, give them a word of knowledge, strengthening them in the kingdom of God. Where are you? Where's your light? Psalm 27:1 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Somewhere we have allowed the devil to back us in a corner. And the true light of God cannot shine because the true word cannot come forth. Because of the word which is God cannot unwrap the word that is within us. We're not allowing ourselves. Let us ask God daily. God, reveal yourself to me. God, help me to see the things that's hindering me from keeping the light from flowing in me that will draw men and women to you. God, where am I? Where am I? Where am I? What am I doing to hinder the light that should be able to see a difference? Oh, my God. Why? We don't have to wrestle with flesh and blood. No. Spiritual things are in high places. And I know some battles are not ours, but it is the Lord. But where are we aligned to the devil to hinder us, to keep from keeping the word to come forth like he ordained and called us to do? Where are we? Is he going to have to lie us flat on our back in order for us to know where we are in him, to know our calling, somewhere we ought to be able to hear him and know what he has called us to do. And those are the things that's going to get us through the rough times. Those are the things, even when Zechariah's mouth shut, he knew that he was going to receive. God, you're going to bless me with a son. I'm going to go through this. I'm still going to light those incense in the temple. God, I'm still going to pray when she called, even if I don't want to. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read a scripture. I'm going to sing a song. Don't be weary in your good deeds. Let your light shine so that you can draw men and women to him. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for the light. God, thank you, oh, God, right now, oh, God, for showing us our hindrances that are keeping us from walking in your glory, keeping us from walking in the ministry that you called us to walk into. You called all of us. We have a dispensation of ministry in us. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for revelation knowledge, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray right now for every listener, everyone that have heard the scripture, everyone that don't know their calling, everyone that cannot know where the light is. Oh, God, that you're drawing them. God, hallelujah. God, we thank you, oh, God, for us being a light unto the pathway to someone, that we can lead someone to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for where we are. You will be also, because that's what your word says. God, we thank you for anointing our lips, oh, God, with new words. New word, unwrapping the word within us, oh God, in our hearts, oh God, new revelation for the scriptures, oh God, that people will understand where they are in you. Oh God, that they will grab hold to you for seeing their way, oh God. Oh God, ministering to their hearts and minds. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to be consistent in all things, even when all heck things are hectic around us, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for clarity. Oh, God, we thank you for being able to hear you. Thank you for being able to see you, oh, God, in the wind, in the trees, oh, God. Everything that affects us, oh, God, help us to see you. And help us to see you bringing us out. Because help us to remember the scripture that will take us through in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God, for every vessel, every PNN minister, oh, God. We just thank you, oh, God, for the words that you will give them, oh, God, to speak life unto the people on this line. Everyone that will come to PNN, oh, God, that will speak a word. Oh, God, we thank you for revelation knowledge, God, turning over things, changing things. Oh, God, directing things, oh, God. Oh, God, the way that you want them to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. When everything is chaos around us, oh, God, bless the children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that are in need of prayer, oh, God. Oh, God, that we're praying for our children, oh, God, that we're praying for our elders, oh, God, that we're praying for the mothers, oh, God. We're praying for the prayer warriors, oh, God, the ministers, oh, God, the pastors, the first lady, oh, God. We're praying for them on a day-to-day basis, oh, God, strengthening them in the word of God, helping, oh, God, to see the word, oh, God, Lord, asking, oh, God, that you direct them to the word that's going to take them from point A to point B. Oh, God, and God, when we finish it, oh, God, you will say, well done, hallelujah, glory to your name, Father, well done, that great, who our faithful servant. God, help us to be faithful to you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to be faithful to you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah tonight, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Back in your hands, Minister Bratton.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to open the lines one more time. Glory to God. And let's give God praise on tonight. Amen. Right there, right there.
All participants are unmuted.
And give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on and make it for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Awesome. Glory be to God. Awesome, 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 awesome word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Awesome word on tonight. Glory to God. I know you've been encouraged. Amen. I have been encouraged on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm not going to start talking because I feel stirred in my soul. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm excited. I received this word. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And I just believe God by faith. Amen. That it's falling on good ground. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for Evangelist Gail Bell. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. What a word. What a word. What a word on tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm just excited. Amen. Seeing the Lord stretch out in his people. Glory to God. Seeing them be sharpened. Seeing them, amen, coming up to standard. Seeing them, amen, be established in the earth. Amen. As his people. Amen. As his children. As his son. As his daughters. Amen. Glory be to God. We are just I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Amen. Glory to God. As I said, I'm not going to touch it because I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel him. I feel him all over me. Feel him in my hand, my feet. Glory be to God. As the scripture declares, I just feel him all over me. Amen. But we thank God on tonight for these two prayer warriors. Amen. Glory to God. What a fine job on tonight. What an awesome job on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. And people of God, we're going to open the lines. Amen. We're going to open the lines on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For anyone, glory to God, that desires prayer on tonight, anyone that desires prayer on tonight, I have a special prayer request. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to have one or the other or both, amen, of our prayer warriors tonight. Glory to God to pray. Amen. If there are any special prayer requests on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You can press *6 at this time. Amen. You've heard the word of faith. You've heard the word of faith on tonight. And the word comes to stir us, people of God. Amen. And what God said, he's able to perform. What God said, he's able to do it. Amen. The word comes to stir us, amen, because Jesus is the same, amen, yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God, hallelujah. He fails not, amen, and we just thank him on tonight, glory to God. And again, if there's anyone on the line tonight, if you have a special prayer request, amen, that you would like, amen, for us to touch and agree on, you can press *6, come over. Make that request known on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And we will certainly pray with you. Amen. Touch and agree with you. Amen. Even as Evangelist Gail said, amen, how Zacharias was there. Amen. At the altar of incense. And people of God, at that altar of incense, amen. Glory be to God. That's the heart of God. That's the heart of God. Amen. Glory be to God. It's the heart. It's where his heart is right there. Amen. At the altar of incense. Amen. And you would really need to go into the tabernacle to really see this thing. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Glory be to God. So on tonight, amen. Again, amen. Let me stop because I feel God on tonight. Amen. But if there's anyone on tonight that has a special prayer request, amen, you can press *6 at this time. You can press *6 and come over. Amen, Jesus, and we will certainly pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Brett. I have a
prayer request for Christopher Thomas. Had heart surgery and prayed for his healing in his body. For baby Link Griffin, he's on the way, not here yet, but the mother had some problems with the pregnancy on yesterday and had to be hospitalized, and the baby is already close to 9 pounds and has, I think, a couple of weeks to go. So if you can pray that she will have a healthy baby and healthy delivery.
Amen. What's that first name again?
Baby Link Griffin.
Okay. Baby Griffin. Okay. All right. Amen. 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 God bless you. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Glory to God.
Lord, God bless. God bless. God bless.
Praise
Thank
Lord.
God for prayer. Thank God for the word of God, everything that's said and done tonight.
Yes.
Evangelist Hameen.
Praise
I'm
God.
Requesting prayer for my co-worker. Her name is Tammy Nothen. She's dealing with some health issues, and I'd like for prayer for her, Tammy Nothen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen in with us. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We have it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else? Press star 6. Come over. Amen. We just want to touch and agree with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we believe God. We believe God. We believe God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there are none other on tonight, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Gail, amen, if she would take these prayer requests before the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. It looks like I see someone else on the platform.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Sandra Hart, and I want to request prayer for my children that God deliver them and save them.
Okay. Amen. We believe God. God is able. He can do it. He can do it. Amen. We got it. We got it, Sister Sandra. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. We believe God on tonight. Amen. For Christopher Thomas. Amen. For healing in his body. Amen. For baby Griffin on tonight. Glory be to God. For Tammy Notham. Glory be to God. For Sister Sandra Harden's children. For salvation. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Gail to come back. People of God, release your faith on tonight. Believe God. Let's believe God that it's already done. Amen. Before we even ask, let's believe that it's already done. Glory be to God. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. God bless you.
Father God, we just thank you, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father. God, we come in tonight, oh God. We asking, oh God, that you touch Christopher Thomas in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that that man has operated on the heart. Oh God, but we thank you, oh God, for touching the heart in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touching the heart, every blood vessel. Every ventricle, every valve, every quarter in the heart that we will open and close like it should in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and where the body needs to heal in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for touching his body in the name of Jesus. Touch him, oh God, from the crown of his head, oh God. Hello?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, from the crown of his head, oh God, to the soles of his feet, oh God.
oh, God, where his body needs to be healed, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for touching every area from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that the blood flows, oh, God, from the crown of his head, oh, God, to the soles of his feet and the return to his heart, God. Functioning the way that you have ordained, that you have made the heart to function fully in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And even, God, even in this, God, we say touch his mind. Oh, God, sometimes our healing is not, our minds are not, hallelujah, our mind. Touch his mind in the name of Jesus. Touch his belief system, oh, God, that he, not in man, but he put his faith in you. God, we're renewing his faith tonight, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for renewed mind, renewed set of mind steps, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, even as he lies there. In the name of Jesus, he cannot move, but God is a certain way that he has to lay. God, speak to him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Tell him where he's coming short, oh, God, but heal in every the way, every system, the way you have designed it to fix, to function in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for fixing it right now in the name of Jesus, right now, oh, God. Right now, God, right now in Jesus' name. Then, oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for baby Lynn Griffin in the name of Jesus. He say, you say, he stay, they say he's staying in the bed too long. Hallelujah. But you know you have ordained time for everything under the sun. God, you make the uterus right. You make it right for this first man, God, in the name of Jesus. You call to the crown in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the baby, oh, God. Turn it the way it should be. Oh, God, that the head come first and the rear is and the rear is where it's supposed to be. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for consistent contractions and a safe delivery in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for preparation, for preparing her, oh, God, to push in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, my God, all those vessels, all those muscles in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that she can push that baby. It'll be an easy delivery in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now for Tammy Nolton's health, oh, God. I don't know what health problems that she's having, but, God, you know. God, touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, God. Speak to every system in her body, every hearing system, every respiratory system, every circulatory system, every digestive system, oh, God, every skeletal system. Line up in the name of Jesus. Can these bones live? Yes, they can, because, God, you're breathing on her right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for right now healing in Jesus' name, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now healing in Jesus' name. Oh, God, and we thank you, oh, God. We pray for Chandra Harden's family in the name of Jesus. Every child. God, you say train up a child in the way that they should go. When they get old, they will return. God, we thank you for the return in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for faith. Oh, God, we thank you for faith. Faith. We speak faith over that entire family in the name of Jesus. Every doorknob, let your blood purify. Every window sill, purify in the name of Jesus. Convict in the name of Jesus. Even Chandra. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for a different light being covering her body right now in the name of Jesus, that the children will see a change. Even in her, even as she stands, hallelujah, conviction over those children in the name of Jesus. As they walk into her house, oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for even in her house, oh, God, the authority of God is taking over, and he's revealing, oh, God, and he's redoing the whole household in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation coming to their door right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and so it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody on tonight. Amen. Just give God praise for so it is. So it is. It is so. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Just as sure as it has been declared, amen, in the power and the authority, amen, that rests, amen, in his daughters on tonight, declaring the word, amen, taking back, amen, calling those things that be not as though they were.
A long time to, amen, to pray. prayer is always in order. Amen. We can't make it without prayer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I cannot make it without prayer. Truly, I need the Lord. Amen. We want to encourage our amen prayer warriors tonight. We want to encourage you, amen, to continue, amen, to allow God to use you. Amen. Be that willing vessel, amen, to say, Lord, if you want somebody, here am I. I'll go. Amen. And God, he will put the words in your mouth. Amen. God will put an instant prayer in your heart. Amen. Sometimes, amen, co-workers, amen, they see God in you. They will ask you, amen, to pray for them. And God will give you that holy boldness to stand up, amen, and pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And we believe God just like that, that whatsoever we ask, amen, according to his will, the Father will do it. Amen. He will do it for us. Amen. Jesus said that the Father may be glorified. And God wants to get the glory out of each one of our lives tonight. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, you tonight. We thank God for your, amen, all of our listeners. We pray that you have been blessed tonight. Amen. Truly, I was blessed through the words that I heard. I was encouraged. Amen. Begin to touch and agree, amen, in prayer with them, knowing that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we just thank God tonight for all things.
Yeah.
Amen. We want to encourage you, amen, to get a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Let's check to see if I hope you're back on the line. Amen, Evangelist Bradley.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We got the victory. Challenging. Amen. But we got the victory. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel. We want to go ahead and give you those two numbers, people of God, that you can text to get your copy of the broadcast. And those two numbers are 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our international listeners, amen, or our listeners in the continental U.S., you can also text via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Get a copy. Send the copy. Amen. Send this word out. The tonight's broadcast or any other broadcast. Amen. You can certainly get a copy. Those that are listening on Facebook, please, ma'am, please, sir, amen, go ahead and share the link. Send it via Messenger or tag somebody on their page. Amen. Even as the broadcast was live, it's there on our Prayer News Network PNN page. You can go out and click on it and re-listen to it and send it, amen, as often as you like. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for, amen, Jesus, your commitment, amen, your dedication to the Prayer News Network. We just can't tell you how much we appreciate you and thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, Jesus, with uplifted hands, uplifted hearts, again, thanking God for our prayer warriors on tonight. Amen. I believe Minister Emmanuel has already covered that. But we just want to thank God for them again. Amen. It's a beautiful situation. See what God is doing in their lives, people of God. It's a beautiful situation. And the zeal of the Lord is performing it. Amen. Works in progress. Amen. And so are we. So we thank God for you again. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen. Father, we give you thanks and praise. We bless you for this night. We bless you for this hour. Father, we thank you for us together. Father, we ask even now that you would cause your blood to cover each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We're thanking you for them now, oh God, for dispatching them, oh God, in our beds, in our bedsides, for dispatching them, oh God, glory to God, in our homes, for dispatching them, glory to God, wherever we are. We thank you for your divine covering. We're thanking you for your peace. We're thanking you for your great love towards each and every one of us. Now, Father, we're asking, glory to God, even as you said, you promised your beloved sweet sleep. We're thanking you for your peace now. We're thanking you for your sweet sleep. We're thanking you, glory to God, for even speaking to us, even, glory to God, as we lie upon our beds, as we sit, as we meditate upon you. We're thanking you for the refresh. We're thanking you for the reset. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for the oneness, for bringing us into oneness with you, with your plan, with your desire. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor and glorify you for these things, Father. And as we leave this life but not your presence, bring us back at the next appointed time. We're thanking you for the witness going forth, the witness of what you're doing in the earth. We thank you on tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name. Jesus, glory to God in every heart on tonight. Amen. Say amen. Amen. And we do forbid. We forbid backlash. We forbid retaliation, even not by invested, by the authority invested in us as sons of God. We glory in the name of Jesus. We forbid any retaliation in any way. Oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking him on tonight. We're thanking him for deliverance. We're thanking him for salvation on tonight. And it's all done in his precious name. Every heart again on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We just want to open the lines on tonight one more time. Glory to God. And we want you to give God praise for what he's done. Amen. Praise him for this word. Amen. And again, take this word. Chew on this word. Amen. Look into this word. Amen. Let the word look into you. Amen. Glory be to God. That's how we'll change. That's how we'll change, people of God. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to open the lines, and we want you to give God hallelujah, a praise, a glory.
All participants
praise
are unmuted.
On tonight, come on and praise him on tonight. Give him a victorious praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Give him a victorious praise. Give him a victorious praise. Praise him for the victory. Praise him for the victory. Hallelujah. Give him a praise because you're overcome. You are an overcomer. Glory to God. You are. Glory to God. You have the victory. Glory to God. You have the victory. Glory to God. You have the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In every situation, you have the victory. In the name of Elohim. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. And we'll see you back on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Tell somebody about the broadcast. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Into this sweet fellowship in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.